In ecstasy, so don't stop me now.
Hey, it's Cheryl Lazar from What's Trending, and you're on the road with Dane on WGN.
Cause I'm having a good time, having a good time. I'm a shooting star leaping through the sky.
720 WGN on the road with Dane, live here in the Allstate Skyline studio, high atop Chicagoland. And on the line with us, we've got actress, writer, blogger, personality. You've seen her on the Oscars, CNN, Fox News, the Grammys, and so much more, on the air, online, on the go. The one and only Shira Lazar. Welcome to WGN.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Oh, we're excited to have you on. It seems like you're everywhere. You're so, I don't say prolific on social media. You're certainly all there. You've got your hand on the pulse of so many things that are happening. Known, of course, longtime host of What's Trending. And so we thought, as we kind of get into 2019, no better person to ask and consult with than you, Shira, on this, as far as, you know, kind of what's trending in 2019.
Well, I appreciate it. Yes, I'm on social media way too much, if that's what you're saying.
Not at all. Here's the thing.
I'm kidding. You know, I just like to make fun of myself.
we've got friends that, you know, hey, it's the kid's soccer game, or here, look, I made a pie. You're actually offering up some entertainment to go along with a little insight into what's going on.
Totally. It's also because I'm not married and don't have kids, but it's also because I've always loved pop culture and everything. So that's my baby and my dog who's trying to bother me right now. But yeah, there's a lot already trending. I mean, every day What's Trending covers the social media water cooler and digital culture and kind of the biggest creators that you should be looking out for, including controversies and drama and all that fun stuff. So I guess if we're going to jump into it, what's trending right now, definitely what we saw this week, the 10-year challenge, hashtag 10-year challenge, where people are showing pictures of themselves in present time and then 10 years ago side by side. So all their followers and friends can comment on either how amazing they look now or maybe how much better they looked in the past.
Well, now, Shira, who started this? Is there some sort of, you know, kind of conference room round table of ideas for the internet where people get together and like, hey, let's do this. This will be the next great thing. Or is it just something that kind of happened organically? I know a lot of those platforms, you know, maybe started in 09. Is that where it came from?
I mean, this 10-year challenge specifically, I don't know who the originator was. A lot of times there is actually someone that randomly just does it at first, and you could point towards that person. I need to do some more investigating. It was one of those things that came up, and I was, even as someone who loves social media, I was like, am I going to really do this? Is it too cheesy? Like, I even think those things. And then finally, I'm like, if I don't jump in, it's going to make it look like I don't know what I'm doing, and it's a bit of FOMO. So, this is one of those things that definitely just became, like, really big. A lot of celebrities are doing it now. And then, like, kind of on the sad side about it, a lot of people are now showing pictures of the environment, like Mother Nature, and showing how, 10 years ago, like, we had snow-capped mountains and all this ice, in the Arctic. And now it's like there's nothing. And polar bears went from really big and healthy to now, you know, really skinny. And, you know, the environment's falling apart. So that's the, like, other side. You definitely have those people that are the social justice warriors on social media that will take any meme and make it into something that is either a rights issue or, you know, something bigger that you get to actually think about.
You give them a little bit of credit for trying to find relevance in almost anything, but anything that people are supposed to be doing is something light and fun. Then you've got the people that are like, oh yeah, well, look at, you bring up the polar bear. Like, this polar bear was, you know, happy before.
It's so sad. No, I literally looked at it. I actually just posted it on my IG story. I mean, that's one of those things. It's a downer, but at the same time, like, what I love about taking those spins on, you know, memes and virality is it makes you, step back and think versus just, you know, you're scrolling through your feed and you're like, oh, there's that hot person. Oh, that person's cute. Maybe that person's not, whatever. And then something comes out at you and, you know, makes you realize, like, we all have a responsibility here beyond just scrolling through our feeds and consuming all this. And like, hey, maybe we should step it up.
Yeah, no, it does. It does put like a little bit of a higher purpose on some of it. At least makes you think, and that's one of the things. And people think about what it is, and let the listeners know we're talking with Shira Lazar. Is one of the things that you do and that people appreciate and love about the stuff that you do is you do kind of keep it positive, right? Fun, I think, is a word that kind of goes along with some of that stuff. And as you're looking at like the entire kind of internet social media landscape, is it more negative or more positive? I mean, are you having a harder time finding kind of fun, positive stories, or is most of it negative, or is it kind of still 50-50?
I mean, I think that coming out of 2018, a lot of people felt like we were all in a negative place, right? With everything that's happening with the president and with our current state of politics in our country. And so coming into 2019, definitely I feel like there is hope, but we're still kind of going through the aftermath of what we went through in 2018 and coming out of it. But I think on social media, it's like, it's really what you want to find and like your intention. So if you want to be angry and live in anger and sadness, that's what you're going to find in your life and also online. If you're someone that wants to stay positive and, you know, be motivational and inspirational, and, you know, you'll source that. So I do believe in that. You'll manifest that even on social. But there's a lot of bad stuff out there, of course. I just think it's like a 50-50. It's really like, what are you going to focus on, the bad stuff or the good stuff?
You know, on the advertising side or even on the news side, I think people are finding a lot more than just, hey, here's what's going on, or here's what we looked like 10 years ago, is that you're finding, whether it's, you know, news stories or advancements or some really cool stuff that's coming out now, you're going to learn about it on social media as opposed to maybe in the pages of a magazine or on the news maybe as you would before. Are you seeing that, where you're seeing, you know, as people are trying to present some of those new kind of groundbreaking things, whether it's in technology or travel or some cool gadgets or even just kind of things that maybe is not as important, but still I think will be well received, that people are doing it online?
Oh, yeah, totally. I mean, listen, we all live our lives on mobile and online. That conversation isn't new. I think the things that we need to be aware about is that a lot of these platforms are now algorithmically catering this news for us and curating this news for us. And so what they're going to be doing is servicing us stories that they know we're going to click on. And so a lot of the fear of, you know, a lot of people is that you're not going to be bumping into news that maybe says another perspective. And while it seems like we're very divisive these days, we don't want another perspective, it is important to hear what other people say and think, and to be able to make a choice of what you want to read and how, you know, how informed you want to be. And the idea of some of these companies, whether it be a Facebook, you know, a Twitter, a YouTube, just serving you up what you know you already want and will watch is awesome. But yeah, it can also, there is a negative aspect to it. When you open a newspaper, you might stumble on a story, or even the news sometimes these days, you might stumble on a story that you didn't know about, and then you're like, wow, I would never have read that, right, or clicked on that. And that's why, you know, New York Times is still, I think, so relevant. You respect their, you know, the credibility of what they're bringing to you. And I just think that this day and age, we're losing that. Possibly you'll find things that you like and they'll follow you, but the discovery doesn't necessarily happen as much.
I wondered, and I know maybe if there's a way to demystify that process, and you get it on the advertising side, that's all part of, you know, how they target
exactly
people and make it better. But it's, you are right, Shira, because, you know, even just for this, just, you know, today at an interview with Mario Andretti, you know, the race car driver. And now when I was looking up things for a different story for something with Chicago Restaurant Week, here pops up the Mario Andretti racing experience. I mean, it is immediate, and it was just in my normal kind of browser, like Google, looking at things. So it wasn't even as though I had really, you know, it wasn't on Facebook or anything like that. I don't want to say it's scary, but it does kind of, you know, you talk about an echo chamber, and you're just hearing kind of the same things that you think, or from people that supposedly think the same things that you do. You're never going to find fresh stuff if it keeps going.
Exactly. And the thing is, and that propagates where we're at right now, where we all only want to be around like-minded people. Part of what continues to divide us is that the more we make it okay and we normalize that we can't hear other opinions or voices, and the more we're super served that, we start, living in this world where we only feel comfortable around like-minded ideas and like-minded people. And while the accessibility and the innovation is amazing, that's actually, I feel, very dangerous to push our society to that place. And which is why, just like, be aware. I think like the most we can do, because we tend to get into machine mode and like a hamster on a wheel, and we're just like consuming these things, and we're doing it so unconsciously, or and we really need to step out of that and like wake ourselves out, get ourselves out of zombie mode, and like, you know, look around you. Like, what types of people do you surround yourself by? What are you consistently consuming? And like, can you once a day get out of that routine to try something new or be around different people, right? So if you're like, you know, if you're like a white dude or a white chick, like when you're looking at pictures of you and your friends, is it just other white people? Do you have friends of color? Do you like, do you have diversity and inclusion in your own friend group or professionally? If you don't, it's not like a good or bad thing, but I do think it's important to take notice. And it's not like, you know, it's just, it just happens to be like, whether it be environmental or how we grew up, or we, as humans, just naturally like to be around people that are the same. And so, you know, in 2019, step outside of that and see what else is out there. Because I just think that the only way to get more perspective and to understand really what's happening around you in our world right now, and specifically America, is to, you know, you have to call yourself out. Don't wait for someone else to call you out. Call yourself out and go there. And I'm very lucky to have like a friend group that I feel like is more diverse than ever before. And I feel like I've grown so much as a person because of that.
Let the listeners know we're talking with the host of What's Trending, the one and only Shira Lazar. And think about this. There are things like, I never knew that I would enjoy pictures of penguins with sweaters if you would not have brought that to my attention through the Twitter situation. And then also too, is somehow you are, and I want to hear about this, because, you know, we have a lot of people that see you and are familiar with you specifically because of the gas station television thing, that your people are getting gas.
Yeah.
You pop up with some sort of bite-sized kind of entertainment kind of info tidbit thing that's fun or funny. How did that happen? I mean, how did you get approached with that? Did you think that you'd have the kind of reach that you do, you know, where I'm sure you get a lot of feedback from it?
Yeah, it's crazy how much, like, no matter all this other stuff I might do or on digital and social, which is the biggest, you know, platform there could be, still every day someone probably says to me, whether it be someone I work with, a friend, or like even strangers, be like, oh my God, I saw you on my gas station. And it's specifically the past year, it's really grown and been pretty crazy. And so, yeah, I'm very grateful. We started working with them a few years ago. But once again, as I mentioned, I feel like the past year, maybe they've gotten on more gas stations, or they, you know, promote our content more. But I literally probably at least once a day or more, someone says that they've seen me on a gas station. And then now people are starting to shoot when I'm on it. So people will post on social media, people that follow me, or friends even, or family. So it's pretty funny.
Yeah. I was going to do that. My phone just wasn't like convenient at the time, but I was going to go ahead.
It's very quick. You need a quick reaction.
Yeah. And it's pretty cool anyway, you know, but it is one of those things that does happen. And I think you should renegotiate your contract, right? Because it is coming up at a bunch of different stations all over the place now. So here's the thing, is we do this on a regular basis here and on the road. And of course, so much of what it is that you do and are known for is the online stuff. But do you have like a first car story? You know, what was your first car ever? Do you even drive a car? Do you have a car?
Yes. Yeah, so I live in L.A., so it's kind of par for the course. Yeah, I actually never, I hated driving. I was so late to getting my license. Like, I delayed it completely and procrastinated it because I did not want to drive. And I grew up in Montreal, so I lived in a part of the city near downtown, so I could easily get away with either taking public transportation, walking sometimes, or because I was on the way to everything, my friends would just pick me up, or my mom would even just drive me because I was close to everything. But then it was, you know, I needed to step it up and grow up and get it, and I was a horrible driver. So I would borrow my mom's car, and I totally got into an accident, like one of like the second week that I was like driving. And then, I mean, I was accident prone for the first, I would say, 7 years of my driving.
What?
Or even five years. And then when I came to LA, I never thought I would like LA because I hate driving. And my stepbrother had like a super old vintage Beamer, BMW Beamer. And so he let me use it, and it was like, oh, great, I don't get to pay whatever. And it was just, it was funny because I would like just have that on the road, but it was definitely falling apart. And I got, once again, in LA the first 5 years, I got into so many random accidents. They weren't even like horrible accidents. It was dumb. They were, you know, just me at a stoplight, like rolling into the back of someone else's car because I was distracted. And it was, I wasn't even on my phone. It was just me, like my, I was just like in my head thinking.
Well, sure. Safety first, you know, make sure you have 10 and 2 as far as like the hands and then the seatbelt as well. For those people that don't want to get distracted by looking at their phones or the next thing with what's trending or some of the other stuff, you know, want to definitely be safe when you're enjoying all the content
that you're
creating. But let the listeners know where they can keep up with you. You guys are doing so many different things. How can they find you?
Yeah, well, I'm at Shira Lazar, S-H-I-R-A-L-A-Z-A-R, also at What's Trending everywhere, whatstrending.com. And I host a radio show as well, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Channel Q Radio. It's called Let's Go There. And you can find it on the radio.com app. It's just Channel Q.
Well, we're going to definitely have links for that up at WGNradio.com. I just love what you do. We have so many fans of the show that are excited to have you on. So thanks for taking a little bit of time and jumping on the show today.
Yeah, that was fun. Thanks for having me.